from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's finally happened.
What?
After 7-plus seasons at the helm, the Seattle Mariners are parting ways with skipper Scott Service, according to Ken Rosenthal.
Would you say his service is no longer required?
That's my job.
Hey. I see what you did there. Would shock you if I told you that Scott Service has the second most wins in Mariners history?
Not at all.
He has the second highest win percentage of any manager in Mariners history.
It's just Lou, right?
Lou Piniella. Yeah. Lou Piniella has less than 400 more wins than Scott Service, and he has a slightly higher win percentage than Scott Service. Lou Piniella, 542 win percentage. Scott Service,
which in baseball is good,
516.
Yeah.
But
hey,
this has always been the problem with the Mariners.
54%.
Didn't get there. Yeah.
Lou did.
They're just chasing Lou Piniella right there, trying to get to Lou Piniella's 54%. And this year was a meltdown of epic proportions by the Mariners, even for Mariners standards. They've dropped 15 games to the Houston Astros.
10-game lead lost in 24 games.
Yeah, 10-game lead evaporated that quickly, but then they've lost five more in just 53 games, a 15-game swing. That is unreal to think about how quickly this went away. June 18th, we're just over 2 months ago, they had a 10-game lead in the AL West. And look,
even in that dumpster fire of a division, you would think it'd be damn near insurmountable without devastating injuries.
They were 44-31 at that point. They are 64-64.
Goodness.
500. But now the Astros have gone 35-18 since June 18th.
Which is really good, but also
that is good. But the Mariners have been 20-33.
Yeah, that's the part that's like, you can control some of that on your own, and my God, their pitching has been spectacular, but they just cannot scratch a run across to save their lives.
Yeah, how about this? I saw this from OptiStats today. Seattle's Logan Gilbert has a record of 7-9 this season.
That dude should have 17 wins.
0.88 whip. So if you don't know what whip is, it's walks plus hits, innings pitched.
Yeah.
Right?
So he has a less than one.
Yeah, walks or hits
per inning.
Okay. The last qualifying MLB pitcher to have a losing record in a season with a sub 0.9 whip,
Pedro,
was Ed Walsh in 1910 for the Chicago White Sox.
I was going to guess maybe Felix.
No, I meant to say Felix, not Pedro. For the love of God, thank you.
No.
Yeah, I was going to go Felix.
No, it's even worse than that.
Good God.
It's 1910.
It's full-on tungsten Armo Doyle.
But this is the thing with Felix is that, like, when Felix pitched, they'd win. Then they'd just lose everything else, right? And that's awful. And Logan Gilbert, their pitching staff is dynamite. But here's where I kind of, I'm just at a loss with the Mariners is that, you know, you want to say maybe it's something with T-Mobile Park, right? Maybe it is something with the ball just doesn't go out of the park there. We always heard about the deep fences, brought in the fences a little bit. There's just something about T-Mobile where they don't score runs. But it's not like they score runs anywhere else either.
No.
You know, like they have a minus 14 run differential everywhere else in baseball.
It's actually kind of impressive how much they suck on offense.
It's really bad.
The White Sox are like, geez.
And they've, this was the year where you're sitting there and you're going, they've tried everything, right? Fire the hitting coach.
Mm-hmm.
New hitting coach comes in, they get a little bit of a bump there. Then it's like,
have they tried firing the general manager that built the team?
Get away from Ty France. He's hitting terribly. Mm-hmm. He was hitting terribly. Yeah. They got rid of him. That didn't seem to help. Well, like he was bad juju around that.
You need to get rid of the bad hitter and replace him with a good one.
Yeah.
That's the other part of this that they're forgetting.
Well, and they did. I mean, they tried at the deadline. You know? Like, they went out and they made a couple of deadline moves, but it wasn't anything that made them exponentially better hitting the baseball. I mean, maybe now we see less of Mitch Garver in the lineup, just kind of trying to square peg round hole Mitch Garver, which, if you don't know, Mitch Garver is batting 165 this season with 12 home runs.
Is that good?
And 38 RBI as your designated hitter. Let's see here. He hasn't played since the 17th. I'm looking down here. He is one in his last five games. He is one for 3, 6, 9, 10. He's one for 11 in his last five outings at the plate. That is the issue. They can identify pitchers. They can develop pitchers. They cannot put bat on ball. Very important in baseball. Not really the manager's issue, though. Wholly. It's not wholly his issue.
No.
They brought in Dan Wilson, though. Mm-hmm. He's been promoted to skipper. He has never managed, nor has he coached a baseball game.
There you go.
He is a...
It's all vibes.
He has been part of the organization, though, as a special assignment coordinator. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, similar to... You know, teams have this all the time where, you know, guy is coming back from injury or guy is struggling. You put him on special assignment. Dan Wilson's been coordinating that. It's not like he's been away from the team. If you watch a broadcast, he's been in broadcasts as well from time to time, and he kind of dips in and out. But he has been around. You're not just bringing in a stranger who's like, we're going to bring back a former player because he was there for the glory days. No. And he was.
Yeah, he was there then.
He was. Dan Wilson, absolutely catcher for the best seasons in Mariners mm-hmm. history. But you're just saying, we need new blood. We're not going to promote a bench coach. Obviously, that's not working for us right now.
Also,
but a guy that people are familiar with.
He's somebody who can also just be dismissed.
He really can be. Like, and be okay with that at the end of the year and be like, yeah, well, I'll just go back to being my special assignment coordinator.
Totally fine.
And I'll be okay here. But Scott Servais out as manager of the Seattle Mariners. He finishes his career with a record of 616 and 578.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And Scott Servais snapped the postseason drought. It was the longest postseason drought in North American sports history. Or North American sports, not history.
Yeah.
In North American sports at the time.
Active, yes.
And last year, they fell just short of getting back there. This year, it looked like they were putting it together. Then you absolutely crumble and you fall apart. This is them's the breaks when you're the manager of a team, and now they have a little bit of expectations. I didn't think that this was going to happen, though.
I mean,
we knew that it was going to happen eventually, and I thought they were going to let him hold on to the end of the year. Ripping the Band-Aid off now, though.
The other part of this is relates to things locally.
Mm-hmm.
The Blazers and the Kraken moving on from Root.
Yeah.
Put the Mariners in a financial just knot.
That'd be a pickle, isn't it?
Yeah, and then they are, and they have to figure that out. Now, they're going to get some help from Major League Baseball, but all of this, you know, noise around, oh, the Mariners are care, they're going to invest, and they've got money, and they're going to be play. No, they're not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've got quite a bit of money to figure out now.
Yeah.
And
sorry, just a heads up, Baseball Reference has his record as 680 and 642.
Oh, 680, 642?
Yes.
All right, 680 and 642
in,
there.
In just under nine seasons.
Oh, my
God, has it been that long?
Yeah.
This is season number nine.
Yeah. Oh, so it has his, yeah, see, I'm sorry, 680, 642 there. He was hired in 2016. That's a long run for a baseball manager, and he had a long runway to get that thing back on track, right? And to break that postseason drought in year six, and then year seven, they missed the playoffs, and here we are, year eight. Eight plus, you're sitting there going, well, now's the time. Now's the time.
Yeah, let's see if they actually sort out their finances and actually get involved in being a big player in baseball. I just don't buy that they will.
Here's an interesting text from the Vancouver Forward text line. It's got to be a Pacific Northwest thing. Blazers, Mariners, Seahawks have not gotten to the championship since 1992 minus the 2005 Super Bowl. Well, I mean, the Seahawks won one and then went back to another one.
Yeah.
But it is a uniquely Mariners and Blazers thing.
Sure.
It's been a really long time since they've played for championships. Well, Mariners,
ever.
Never. Never. Blazers, it's been... Like, we live in the past here better than anybody else with the Blazers. It's been 32 years.
Yeah, since... And then if you want to throw the 99-2000 team in there.
Where we got screwed.
Yeah.
Too soon.
But.
A quarter of a century ago.
Too soon.
That's
got, too yeah, soon. Too quarter soon. Of a century. Screwed.
God, that is 25. Oh, God.
We got hosed that 99-2000 season. We got hosed. So, Mariners, a little hope for Mariner fans out there. A little teeny tiny shred of hope. Do you think it's a little unfair doing it after the Dodgers series, though?
No,
like we didn't time. like we didn't know that was going to happen to the team with a 600 win percentage, damn near one win away. It's like probably should have seen that one coming, guys. That we weren't going to win that series. Maybe they just wanted to. Did they tarmac him? No, he's still there.
Ooh,
no, they didn't do that. That was a mean joke. All right, but Scott Service out. Dan Wilson. The old catcher for, hey, you got the best player on the team, big dumper. Bring in a catcher as your skipper.
That
now.
Relationship.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need to get any more hot.
Mm.
Best player they have right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.